Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry. You know, they call it a recess for lawmakers there in Washington, but as we were listening
there
to those
nothing
town
at
meetings,
play there.
Those healthcare town meetings sound more like a hose down or a hazing on the part of lawmakers. So I don't know how much of a vacation it's going to feel like, but let's look at the sort of job description. They get a lot of paid vacation right now, 5 weeks paid vacation, five for the House, 4 weeks for the Senate. That's the summer recess. Joining us now to talk about the ethics of taking a vacation, of the government taking a vacation in the middle of all kinds of crises, one or another. Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist blog for the New York Times Magazine and author of the Moral of the Story blog on the NewYorkTimes.com, and he writes the Ethicist for the New York Times Magazine. Good morning, Randy. Sorry to get that all wrong there.
It's okay, John. I get it all wrong every week.
Well, it's my moral, it's my empty moral soul, you know what I mean? But that's why I talk to you. First of all, you know, they work pretty hard on Capitol Hill.
Everybody works pretty hard. Coal miners work pretty hard.
There you go.
Meat plants work really hard.
So why does it stick in the craw of Americans that lawmakers get such generous vacation?
Well, actually, I think you understated with the 5 weeks. Congress has had, at the end of August, they will have had 8 weeks off already this year. They took time off in April, May, and February. The average American takes about 12 days off. It's hard not to see this as guys exploiting a position of public trust for personal gain. They vote themselves this time off. That's what we would call unethical.
But isn't there a constitutional narrative here of originally they wanted lawmakers to go spend time with the constituents? They had to really make time for that?
Yeah, I think there was some credence in that kind of argument in 1789, but that was pre-cell phone, pre-phone, pre-email, and pre-having an office in your district that representatives have no trouble staying in touch with constituents. I mean, I believe lobbyists are right in town with they don't need a suitcase to pack the cash.
But Randy, I gotta say, I'm still, you know, I'm sympathetic to these guys from my years of working in the Senate. Maybe it's just
she's got a conflict of interest.
Well,
do you hear that, Randy?
I do, but maybe it's just a problem of terminology. These guys work really hard. When they go home, it's to, you know, meet with constituents, also fundraisers. I mean, they don't have a lot of downtime.
Well, fundraising, I'm not sure if you can justify fundraising as doing the nation's work. That seems self-serving to me.
It's not a pina colada at the beach.
Nonetheless,
necessarily.
If you believe in an egalitarian society as a moral idea, it seems to me we should have not a coterie of aristocrats, but people who live pretty much like those they govern, which means you should have about the same amount of vacation time as all Americans. You know.
All right. Well, let's hone it down then. What would be an appropriate amount of vacation time for a lawmaker on Capitol Hill?
Two weeks? It should be about what their constituents get, what we Americans get. The European Union guarantees 4 weeks, and that seems a fair comparison because they're an advanced industrial democracy. We're an advanced industrial democracy. The amount of vacation time guaranteed by federal law to ordinary Americans is zero. We get none.
But are you saying politicians should get 4 weeks? So basically the August recess?
I'm saying they should get what they should guarantee to the citizenry, the same thing they take for themselves.
Here's a more complex moral nuance. Okay, here we go. What if you came upon your lawmaker on vacation and it appeared that he or she was having a really good time? Is that bad?
I'm for happiness. I'm for vacations, but I'm saying you can't, if you're making the laws, you can't grab for yourself what you then deny to other people.
All right. I believe in this
whole idea of an egalitarian society. I believe in that. That's a moral ideal.
Well, you can find out what Randy Cohen believes in by reading The Ethicist for the New York Times Magazine and author of the Moral of the Story blog on the NewYorkTimes.com. Thanks, Randy.